Moshe Lobenstein.
Good evening, everyone. There's a slightly different style of Shia today. Normally it's quite strictly halacha, but this one, it's more of a Pirusha Tefillah with a few, these Pirusha Tefillah, some of them come from the Poiskim, some of them are just Mefarsh Tefillah, but at the end of the day, there's one halacha that wants to mechavan in Tefillah, so you could, the end of the day. Right. Excellent. So I'll start off with Shibala Aleket, brought in the Bais Yosef, which to me, it always gives me a big chizuk when I read this Shibala Aleket. We daven our Shemoneh Esra, and we say, Morgan Avraham, Chaim Esim, Akela Kovish, we think these things were actually made up when? B'shaas Anshik Nesa Gdeila. It's a great Zach, 120 Nevi'im of them made the Shemoneh Esra. But believe it or not, these chasimus of the brachas were made by none other than the Heilig Malachim. Let me read out a Shibale Aleket brought in the Bais Yosef in Hilchas Tefillah. He says like this: the Anshei Knesset Gedolah had found these chasimus of the brachas. Why? When Avraham Avinu was Satan or Kastim, the Malachim said, Baruch to Hashem, Mogen Avraham. When Yitzchak Avinu was Shechted in Akedah, the Malachim said, Mechayim Esim. According to this, he obviously, his neshama was taken away for a short kufa. And he said, Mechayim Esim. When Yaakov Avinu met the Malachim, but when he went to sleep, they said, Hokei Lakodesh. And he offers Pachonin Adoas. When Gavriel met Yosef HaTzadik and taught him 70 Rishonos, they said, Cholin Hadoas. He had the knowledge of understanding 70 Rishonos. When Reuven did his Avera of swapping the bed and he did Shuvah, the Malachim said, Haritzev Shuvah. When Toma did her Avera, Haitzu was Yisarif, yeah, and Yehuda said, Tzotka Mimeni, and Hashem forgave the Avera, was Charon Hamar Beles Loach. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu was redeemed all Eden, then the Malachim said, Goel Yisrael. Rafaenu, any offers? When Rafael was Merape Avram Avinu, the Malachim said, Rafi Choylim. Obviously, it wasn't Rafi Choylim Am Yisrael yet, it was a shorter version. When Yitzchak Avinu made his panosa with the Pasuk says, Meir Sha'arim in Pasha Toldos, Vorech HaShonim. When Yaakov Avinu came to Mitzrayim, and at the end of Parashat Vayechi, when all the Shvatim came together, it was a time of reunion. It's Asfu. Yes, he called all to give him a brachas at the end. Mekabit Nitchei Am Yisrael. When Hashem said the whole Parashat of Parashat Ve'ela Mishpatim, all the dinim was to Moshe Rabbeinu. The Malachim said Melech Oev Tzedakah Mishpat. When the Mitzrayim drowned in the Yam Suf, they said Shevi Oivim Machnia Zeidim. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yaakov that it's a passing by Echi that Yosef will look after you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that Yosef will look after you and bring you to Kavura and will sort you out, the Malachim said Mishal Miftoch LaTzadikim. When Shlomo HaMelech made the Beis HaMikdash, they all said Boinei Yerushalayim. He goes back one stage actually, when the Eden went through the Yam Suf, before we said when the Mitzrayim drowned in the Yam Suf, when the Eden went through the Yam Suf, then they said Matzmiach Kerem Yeshua, because there was a big Yeshua. When the Eden were when Hashem listened to the Yiddish Tfilas in Mitzrayim, Melachim said Shemeah Tfilah. It's just this one is jumping, yeah. Why? They all said it in their order, and Anshkinet Segdela, they put it in the perspective order, yeah. And when Shlomo HaMelech, when the Shechina came down in the Beis HaMikdash, was HaMachzeh Shechinosei L'Tzion. No, just said HaMachzeh Shechinosei. And when Shlomo brought the Aron in, and the Melachim said, Tov Shem Chalchona El Hoidos. And when the Yidden came in, this was actually, at the beginning, was and it was Sholem in Ba'aretz, and we'll have Mevorech Sam Yisrael Ba'Sholem. Comes out from here, it's a Moedik HaChizuk. We're saying words, and not only Anshkei Sagdola said, we're saying things that the Heilige Malachim, they themselves said it. It's mamash an eye-opener. Now, so, dealing in 3 weeks, I'll go through just two brachas b'negeah to Yerushalayim. So, we'll start off, just pick a bracha. There's a very interesting thing here. There's three stages. Number one is blow the shofar for the cheiros. Number two is gallus altogether. And number three, bring us all into Eretz Yisrael. So what are these three stages? So the Siach Yitzchok says that if you note that in Mitzrayim there was three stages in the Geula. The first stage was the shibud went less. The next stage was the famous Targum Unkle said that they all Bashar Kala, they all came to Ramses. From all over, from Goshen, from everywhere, they all came to Ramses. And the next stage was that they all went in one shot, they all went to Eretz Yisrael. So too, before Mashiach comes, it's going to be the same thing. First, the shibud is going to go leichter. Then we're all going to be gathered into one place, don't know where, somewhere. And the last stage, we're all going to Eretz Yisrael all together. So that's what we say in Tekav HaShofar. So Tekav HaShofar, God of Elchei, we're saying we should be free. That means that the Oil HaShibud should go leichter, we should be free people. The second stage is Sarnes, the Kabbetz, God of Yusein, who bring us all together into one place. And the third stage is, which means we should all get there to Eretz Yisrael. So there's three stages. It's Moedik Hazach. And we find the same thing in Avor Abba. Avor Abba, the Loshen is first, first, bring us all together. And afterwards, once we're all together, first we're going to come together, and then we're going to be Selichenu Kemius. This is it's got Makori as a Medrash, and it's arrived with an idios. This is what the Siach Yitzchok brings down. Yeah. Now, what is this Shofar Gadol all about? So the Shofar Gadol, why is it called the big Shofar? Because this Shofar Kiyadua comes from the Isle of Yitzchok. Now, the Pilgrim Eliezer says that the Isle that has two horns. Had a small one and a big one. The small one Hashem used for Har Sinai, whatever that means, Kaviyachol, and the big one Moshiach is going to use for Lasa Lovis. Therefore, we'll say now the Kav HaShofar Gadol. We want to use now the big one because it's referring to the right one, the right hand side, which was the bigger one. And of course, what's the tachlis of the shofar? Stand to make a noise, to make a noise. When Mashiach comes, no, the tachas of a shofar, because there's three times we find when you blow a shofar. Once was the Matan Torah, once is Rosh Hashanah of every single year, and the third time is going to be the Asid Lavoi. There is another one, Yovel, actually. What's the common denominator of all these three? Common denominator is that a shofar makes a person better. Matan Torah makes it in a high madriga. Rosh Hashanah, again, it also makes it in a high madriga. We do tshuva. And Lo'os Lavoi, it's going to make us into better people. We're more ruchnistic people. So the tachis of blowing the shofar is not just a sign of freedom. It's the shofar is obviously going to be m'sakan al ma'isim. So that's the tekav shofar, and that's the big shofar. And finally, and those are the three stages. And the son neis lekavitz kol yosenu is bringing up a flag. It doesn't mean we're going to lift up a flag. Neis is loshen a banner, which is it will. The pasuk says. Every kol yoshei sevel the shoichne eretz will come together. Can a soy neis horim tiru? Like when you pick up a banner, everyone sees it. So too, when so v'sonei d'kabbalah means make it a public matzav, like when you bring up a banner, everyone sees it. Nes, the loshon picking up. By the way, the word nisoyon, person has a nisoyon, it comes from the word nes, picking up. Why? Because nisoyon, the Chofetz Chaim says, picks a person up. It's not made to make a person fall. It's made to make a person lift. Yeah. So that's the bracha of Tekaba Shofar God Elchei Yosein. Let's go into one more bracha of Ritzei Hashem Elkeinu B'Amcha Yisrael. So here's a very, very interesting few nekudas to think about. First of all, normally we say in all the tefillahs, we say Shema Kileinu, hear our tefillahs. V'kav Rachmaratin tefillah Seinu, hear our. Why suddenly this is the only bracha that says Ritzei Hashem Elkeinu B'Amcha Yisrael with tefillah Som, their tefillahs? And again, V'hashiv Esavoyda Debesech of Eshe Yisrael u'tfilah Som, their tefillahs. It should have been our tefillahs. Everywhere, the whole Shema Esra, Simchal Keinu, Baruch Aleinu, ours. When it comes out, it says it's their tefillah. Interesting horror. So the Siach Yitzhak once again says a very powerful answer. He says, this tefillah, we're asking for a very, very lot. We're not asking that Hashem should mekabel our tefillahs. We're asking two things. He should want our tefillah, and not only that, he should be mekabel it ba'avo. So these two things are two extra stages of the Kabbalah Satfila. So in order for Hashem can say, you know, a person's done Aveiros, full of Aveiros, so it's enough of giving you a Kapara Aveiros. And I should want your Tfilas as well? Maybe I'll listen to your Tfilas, but I should want your Tfilas? To want a Tfilah, that you have to have Mamshah, it's Chus Otzum. To want, for the Ritzei Hashem, you've got to have the Klal Yisrael's Chus. We say that Amach Yisrael, Hashem should want the tefillahs with filosom, their tefillahs. That means Klal Yisrael's tefillahs, not our tefillahs. This bakasha we can't ask b'schus us. We can only ask b'schus Klal Yisrael. It's very, very hamadrigah to Hashem should want the tefillah. No, we ask, it's one thing, but Hashem should want it. She's saying bisfilos. No, so bisfilos seinu, it sounds like you're part of it. Bisfilos som, he's saying bischus klal Yisrael. I'm not that part of it. Bischus klal Yisrael. Yeah. Yeah. The same thing is utfilos som ba'avos kabel rotten. Since when should Hashem want to mekabel yitfilos ba'avo? You know, it's enough that Hashem is mekabel yitfilos. Hashem should mekabel yitfilos ba'avo. He brings the Zohar because he says Hashem doesn't accept everyone's tefillahs. You've got to have, you know, like a child doesn't have any averas, his tefillahs go straight ahead. Or someone who's mamash a tzaddik, a beinoni, he can ask from outside. He can't come in. He can ask his bakashas from outside, and Hashem may answer his tefillah. Rosha, his tefillah will go and bounce straight back. So in order to get that Hashem will listen to his tefillah with avo, that you need, again, usfilah som, klal Yisrael's chus ba'avo. Yeah, it's a grace of Madriga and it's a grace of Zach. Now let's go into a more of a halachic nekuda. How to teach this ritzei? We say v'hoshiv esavoyde ledvir beisecho. Then it says v'ishe Yisrael usfilosom ba'avos kabirotzim. So l'choy, there's a double loshon over here. V'ishe Yisrael. One minute. V'ishe Yisrael. So the Torah asks, what do you mean v'ishe Yisrael? We don't have any kabbalas, we didn't shecht any, we didn't slaughter any cows, any sheep today. What's Hashem saying? V'ishe Yisrael, the loshon kabbalas, l'choyah. So what do you mean, Hashem should recover our kabbalas? We don't have any kabbalas. Elamai, you're going to answer. So the first suggestion is, v'ishe Yisrael, is the tefillah is b'mok in the carbon. But yeah, carbon is b'mok in tefillah. Oh, the problem... V'ishe Yisrael. Oh, very good. So that's the third tense. So that is the Gaon's pshat. Very good. I have a kash on that as well in a minute. So the first pshat of the Torah is that V'ishe Yisrael means the kabbonos b'mokim the tefillah. But now he says it doesn't make sense because why is it double oshen? The tefillah which is b'mokim the carbon, I mean, or tefillah awesome. It's a double oshen. So it's not a good pshat. So let's say Yupsha. So Mr. Rosenbaum Psha is Taka, which the Gaon says, Vahashi Vasavoidu Dribi Sechov Isha Yisroel, comma, bring it all back. Usvirosam Avas Kavarotzen. The Shvekha with that Psha is that it should have said, first of all, it's a double option as well, because Avoidah is the Kabonos. So why does it say Vahashi Vasavoidah and the Kabonos? Second, what? This is the Kabonos in the Avoidah, okay. Alright. This is the Taz's kasha. It sounds a bit of a double option. Second of all, it should have said Vahashi Vasavoidah, the Isha Yisrael, Lidvei Besecho. Bring back the Avoidah and the Kabonos, Lidvei Besecho. So the Gaon's Pshat is also a Shver Pshat, says the Taz. So the Taz says what Pshat is, and the Shabur brings this down, Masav Chiddush. He says Pshat is, this, the last taste of the Menachos, if you look there, you'll see that the Isha Yisrael is a Malach called Michal. Michal Sar HaGadol, he is Makriv, the Neshomas of the Tzadikim, on the Mizbeach Shamalo. Either it could mean, it doesn't mean literally, the tzaddikim who are nifta, it brings in neshamas, you know, to present to Hashem, or it means tzaddikim who are nifta early. Whichever pshaya means, there's a special malach that brings neshamas of tzaddikim to the Eibusha. So the Taz says pshat adazoy. That's one thing. The Isha Yisrael, Yishiv Mekabel, the Isha Yisrael could mean the Anshe Yisrael, which is referring to the Tzadikim, who Michal, the Sar HaGadol, is Makriv, or the Isha Yisrael could referring to Loshon Isha Reich Nechoach, which is Loshon Kabonos, then he's Makriv on the Mizbeach, Lamala, he's Makriv these Tzadikim. This is, and the Taz says this Pshat is Hamufcha, though I don't know if anyone actually thinks of this Pshat, but the Taz says this is the Mufchadik Pshat. Otherwise, you can choose the other two pshatim. The Isha Yisrael could mean Tefillah B'Makom Karban, and the Isha Yisrael will be going on the forward, or the first shot we said, the Isha Yisrael will be going on backwards, and we'll be referring to Karbanos. And finally, V'sech HaZeno Einenu, this is the Mefarshim Chaim Friedland says, pshat is, you have to, in order to see Mashiach and all the Ruchni Sticky Yeshuas, you have to have Ruchni Sticky eyes. A person who sees wrong marrows won't be able to see the ruchnistic Yeshuas. So we're asking that our eyes should be zoich to see it. That means we should have Siyata Rishmael on Shmir Seinayim, that our eyes should actually be zoich to see the Yeshuas. And finally, Sechzera, in name Shem Chatzim Barachmim, Pshat is, even though it's possible Mashiach will only come, sort of, not Ba'av, he'll come because the time has come up, the time has come, and we're going to have to suffer. But the Cholapachas, what the Ikvus of the Mashiach should be Berachmim. So Zechzen Einim Shavuch Ratzin. And but whatever happens, however you're going to bring Mashiach, Cholapachas should be Berachmim. I'll finish off with a story I heard today from my father told me from the Mansur of Shiva. The Mansur of Shiva, Rebbe Pesach Kron had a brother called Rebbe Zalman Kron, and he learned in Mansur Yeshiva, and before Yom Kippur, it's a bezegan to say lechayim l'shon to Mansur Shiva, and he asked Mechila for the Rosh Shiva. So Rosh Shiva said, "What's fix in Mechila?" So Rav Kron's brother said, "I wrote in Yosida on top of Atachoinen, I wrote my name on whatever his name is. It was called Kalman Ben something." So Rosh Shiva said, "Gornish gezen. When I look in my Siddur, I don't look on top, I don't look underneath, I look in the word." That's what's my Gornish Gezen. That's a musik of having Kavala. Besides having a chizuk on Pirusha Tfila, you can have a chizuk in Poshet looking inside. And the second story, my father told me that when he came to Mansur Shiva, he was once on holiday in Vienna, and his Gabba used to help him up, 6:30 to get him up to Davin. And he came to his front door. He found the Mansur Shiva lying on the floor. It's like a chalash. So the Gabba revived him, got him up, sat him on the couch. And the Gabba wanted to know where were you in davening? What made you faint? What exactly happened? So the Mansur Shiva told him, "Wie ich gedenk, ich hab gesagt, de Wort te Hilois, ich hab gesagt, de Wort le Keil, ich hab noch nicht gesagt, Elion." That's how the Mansur Shiva was made each single word of Tefillah. We can't even remember if we said Tehillis Kelelion. Aber as a chizuk, the pushat fillet, mechazuk look inside and make sure each word becomes as a diamond, then automatically it will give us a chizuk in kavanah tefillah.